Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Third Door, The Mindset of Success by Alex Benayan, is a narrative non-fiction book about how notable entrepreneurs, artists, executives, and public figures began their careers. Rather than presenting a conventional business framework, Benayan structures the book around his own 7-year effort to interview people such as Bill Gates, Steven Spielberg, Lady Gaga, Warren Buffett, Maya Angelou, Larry King, and Steve Wozniak. The book's purpose is to examine the early, uncertain stages of achievement before public recognition made these figures appear inevitable. Its central metaphor argues that most people see only two paths, the main door of accepted procedure and the VIP door of privilege or insider status. Benayan focuses on a third door, the improvised route created through persistence, creativity, and strategic risk. The result is part career inquiry, part coming-of-age narrative, and part study of access, showing how ambition often advances through unconventional entry points rather than formal permission. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the third door metaphor reframes achievement as access rather than mere talent. The book's defining idea is that opportunity is not limited to the obvious routes most people are taught to follow. Benayan compares careers in business to a crowded nightclub most people wait in the main line. A small group enters through the VIP entrance, and a few search for a less visible way in. This metaphor matters because it shifts attention from personal qualities alone to the problem of access. Talent, ambition, and preparation are necessary, but they often remain unused when a person cannot reach the room where decisions, relationships, or opportunities are formed. The third door is not presented as a shortcut that avoids work. It usually requires more effort than the official path because it depends on research, persistence, social intelligence, and tolerance for rejection. The idea also challenges the myth that successful careers unfold through orderly plans. Many of the people Benayan studies did not simply climb a predefined ladder. They found unusual openings, persuaded gatekeepers, or created momentum before institutions recognized them. This makes the metaphor practical because it encourages readers to analyze systems, identify barriers, and search for overlooked routes instead of assuming that the visible path is the only legitimate one. Secondly, the book studies launch moments rather than polished success stories. A distinctive feature of The Third Door is its focus on how careers begin, not only on what famous people later accomplished. Benayan's motivating question is how someone moves from obscurity to a first meaningful break. This emphasis separates the book from biographies that concentrate on mature achievements, awards, wealth, or public influence. By asking about early turning points, Benayan highlights uncertainty, improvisation, and unfinished identity. The people he pursues are already famous by the time he interviews them, but the relevant material concerns the period when they were not yet protected by reputation. This angle is useful because success often looks inevitable in retrospect. Once a person becomes widely known, observers tend to compress years of trial and error into a clean narrative of genius or destiny. Benayan resists that simplification by looking for the awkward first steps, how someone got a meeting, survived dismissal, changed direction, or used limited resources. The approach does not produce a universal formula, but it does reveal a repeated pattern. Breakthroughs often depend on behavior during periods of ambiguity, when there is no guarantee that effort will be rewarded, and when the person must act before external validation arrives. Thirdly, Benayan's own quest turns access into the book's central case study. The book is not only a collection of interviews. Benayan's attempt to obtain those interviews becomes one of its main subjects. As a college student expected to follow a medical path, he became dissatisfied with inherited expectations and decided to pursue a question that existing books did not answer for him, to fund the project. He famously used winnings from The Price is Right, then spent years trying to reach high-profile figures who had little reason to speak with an unknown student. This structure gives the book unusual credibility within its own argument. Benayan is not merely describing a third door from a distance, he is trying to use it in real time. His methods include cold outreach, referrals, persistence through assistants and gatekeepers, and repeated reframing of his request. The practical lesson is not that persistence alone guarantees access. The book shows that persistence has to be paired with adaptation. A failed email, an ignored call, or a rejected proposal becomes information about the system. Benayan's quest demonstrates that access often emerges through a sequence of small credibility gains rather than one dramatic act. Each conversation, introduction, or near miss becomes a stepping stone toward a harder-to-reach person. Fourthly, persistence is treated as disciplined adaptation, not simple stubbornness. The third door strongly emphasizes persistence, but its more useful insight is that persistence must be intelligent. Benayan's journey includes repeated rejection, uncertainty, and moments when continued effort risks becoming counterproductive. The book therefore distinguishes between refusing to quit and refusing to learn. Effective persistence requires adjusting the approach, improving the pitch, understanding the incentives of the person being contacted, and recognizing when a strategy has stopped working. This is especially important because many popular success books romanticize effort without examining context. Banayan's interviews and experiences suggest that breakthrough behavior is rarely a matter of brute force alone. It often involves making oneself easier to trust, easier to help, or more relevant to the other person's goals. The book also shows the emotional cost of this process. Pursuing an unconventional path can strain family expectations, create financial uncertainty, and produce doubt about whether the project is meaningful or reckless. By including these tensions, Banayan avoids presenting the third door as effortless cleverness. The hidden route may be available, but it demands resilience, social judgment, and a willingness to revise one's self-image while moving through unfamiliar environments. Lastly, its narrative method is engaging but less systematic than a formal career manual. The book's strength is also the source of its main limitation. The third door is built as a narrative quest, so its lessons emerge through scenes, interviews, and Banayan's personal development rather than through a rigid step-by-step system. This makes the book accessible and memorable. Readers see principals operating in concrete situations, chasing an interview, learning from a mentor, misjudging an opportunity, or discovering that a famous person's early path was more improvised than expected. The trade-off is that readers looking for a detailed methodology may find the advice less structured than in a traditional business or career guide. The book does not claim to offer a guaranteed process for becoming successful, and its examples come from unusually visible people whose circumstances may not map neatly onto ordinary careers. Its best use is therefore not as a technical manual, but as a way to sharpen strategic imagination. It encourages readers to question default procedures, look for alternative points of entry, and treat access as a problem that can be studied. When read with that expectation, the anecdotal style becomes an asset because it preserves the complexity and messiness of real career formation. In conclusion, The Third Door is best suited for readers at a point of transition: students, early career professionals, founders, creators, salespeople, and anyone trying to enter a field where formal pathways feel crowded or opaque. Its practical value lies in helping readers think more carefully about access, not simply ambition. Banayan shows that reaching difficult goals often requires identifying gatekeepers, building credibility in increments, learning from rejection, and searching for routes that are not obvious from the outside. Intellectually, the book is useful because it questions retrospective myths about achievement. It reminds readers that many celebrated careers began with confusion, persistence, improvised tactics, and unglamorous attempts to secure a first opening. Compared with many success books, it stands out because it is structured around a lived investigation rather than a detached list of principles. Banayan's own pursuit of interviews gives the book narrative tension and makes the central idea more concrete. It is not the most systematic book for readers who want worksheets, models, or academic research. Its value is different. It combines memoir, profile, and career analysis to show how people move from outside the room to inside it. For readers who benefit from examples more than formulas, it offers a vivid way to rethink initiative and opportunity. If you would like to support Alex Banayan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.